With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. employers slowed hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs amid uncertainty over President Trump's trade wars. The Department of Labor said Friday hiring fell from a revised 147,000 in April. Speaking to reporters on board Air Force One, the president is applauding that report.
The nice part, they're not government jobs. They're jobs of people coming in and doing other things, including the leisure, hotel and leisures. Good stuff. A lot of good things are happening with our country.
The unemployment rate held steady at 4.2%. Trump critics continue to predict the trade policies, especially the ongoing tariff battle with China, could cripple the economy, but so far that has not proven to be the case. The president says his big, beautiful bill also protects the country's safety net programs by trying to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse.
We're going to save and totally cherish Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. The Democrats are going to destroy it. They'll destroy it. We're going to save it and make it stronger than ever before.
Former Senator and defense expert Jim Talent says a recent drone attack by Ukraine adds further embarrassment to Russia in its drawn-out effort to reclaim the former Soviet territory.
Russia has been exposed in many ways, or the Russian military has been exposed as a paper tiger. They can't defeat the little country on their border, lose a million men, can't conduct maneuver warfare.
The truth is, Talent says, the Russian military has proven to be nothing more than a paper tiger, losing millions of men in the three-year battle.
And so far, they've gained territory about the size of Rhode Island. So, you know, maybe Putin wants to reconsider President Trump's offer to come to the table with a ceasefire.
That is former senator and defense policy expert Jim Talent, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. America's pastors are staying put these days. Michael Harrington has a closer look.
Lifeway Research has been looking at the data and concludes that only about 1 in 100 of the country's Protestant clergymen leave the ministry in any given year. Just 1.2% of pastors left their job last year, not counting those who retired or passed away. That's about the same as 2015, when 1.3 of them quit. Clergymen are under more pressure these days and have more roles to fill than ever before, but that doesn't seem to be driving them away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, several foundations have donated $1.5 million to help rebuild an historic black church that was virtually destroyed by arson. Claiborne Temple in Memphis had been undergoing a years-long renovation when somebody intentionally set a fire inside the building in the early hours of April 28th, destroying almost everything but parts of the facade. This is SRN News. A court loss for the Associated Press in appellate court, Ron Taylor explains.
A three-judge appeals court panel ruled against the Associated Press in its continuing bid to restore full access to covering events involving President Trump. The panel granted the president a stay of a lower court ruling that had improperly punished the AP for the content of its speech, in this case for the news agency referencing the Gulf of Mexico in its coverage, despite the fact that President Trump has renamed the body of water the Gulf of America. Two judges at the U.S. Court of Appeals agreed with Mr. Trump's contention that a president has the discretion to invite whatever reporters he wants to cover him in small places like the Oval Office, Air Force One, or Mar-a-Lago. Ron Taylor reporting.
A federal judge has signed off on a big change in college sports, clearing the way now for schools to start paying their athletes millions of dollars, and that could start happening as early as next month. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.